Hello, I'm Terry Garr, and I'm living with multiple sclerosis. Join me and move it during MS Awareness Week. Whether you volunteer, bike, walk, advocate, educate, support, every action you take moves us closer to a world free of multiple sclerosis and motivates family, friends, and neighbors to join and build the MS movement. Progress on MS can't wait. Visit nationalmssociety.org.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I know, it's not Saturday, it's Sunday. I'm working on it. I'll probably be coming up with another name soon, like Weekends with Joy Keys or Weeknights with Joy Keys. I mean, there's just so many wonderful things that I want to share with you guys and try to get people on the show, you know, at a specific time when their projects are coming out. So, look, I'm going to do whatever I got to do to help people out here. So if it's on Sunday, if it's on Tuesday, that's the way it is. But the main show is Saturday, so you can always tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern to see what's going on. You can also follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I also want to encourage you to email me. I'm very open. People have emailed me about different suggestions, topics, people they might, you know, want to have on the show. Just email me SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. Again, that's SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. I also want to thank you. I just want to thank you. I'm constantly thanking my listeners. We're past 60,000 downloads of the show, and that is due to you sharing, listening, promoting, whatever you guys are doing out there. I appreciate it, you know, getting the word out, a lot of different topics, lupus, MS, you know, sarcoidosis, all kinds of things, educational things, political things, sharing them with your friends. So right now, more than 60,000 downloads of the podcast. But today, I have a very good friend of mine, a fantastic actress, entrepreneur, mother, so on and so forth, beautiful, fine, baller. What are the other names? You know, she got her, what is that? I don't know. There's some words the kids are using. I can't even think of it now. But Khadija Kareem. Good morning, Khadija.
Yes. Good morning. You gave me all the adjectives. Love it.
Love it. Also, I have a wonderful director, Director M. Legend Brown, on the show. He's director of Kissed by the Devil. He's also co-owner of Poor Child Films, and also he works with Starving Actor Films with Charisse Henry Chassie. Am I pronouncing her name right, Mike?
Chassie.
That is right.
Chassie.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, why you got that? What's the name? Is a poor child and starving actor? I mean, I know about the starving actor thing. Where'd you come up with the name, Mike, for poor child? Why poor child?
You know what? I actually, my first name, I wrote three names down on a piece of paper. One was Walk on Water Films, because I was always a big believer of faith. And the other was Homeboy Films, and then Poor Child Films. And I chose Poor Child because I didn't want to ever forget where I come from. When I do make it and I'm in the big house and I'm sitting there and I get all big-headed and forget where, you know, I actually was reading an article. And the reason I chose the name is Beyonce Dad. I had read this article about Beyonce Dad took her after she was doing Destiny Child and she was firing a lot of people. He took her back to Houston and showed her the old house they live in and says, "You keep acting a fool, we're going to be right back here." And that's when I chose Poor Child Films, because I don't ever want to forget and get big-headed.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, that happens a lot. You know, you get all the material wealth, and then you forget about your soul, your spirit, you know, and the people that help lift you up. And then, you know, you're going to be right back down at the bottom of the ladder. So, Khadija, how did you hook up with Mike for this film?
How did I meet Mike? You know what? When I moved back to Dallas, they had the Dallas Black Film Festival, which is, I think, the first time, Mike. Isn't that the first time we met at the film festival?
Yes.
Yeah, he was actually screening one of his films there, and, you know, I was trying to connect with a lot of people that were here in Dallas, and that's how we met. And then after that, I did Texas Bounty, which we had talked about on another show, but he basically, you know, I really appreciate it. He called me up and was just wanted to welcome me to Dallas. And, you know, he said that that's, you know, rare that, you know, you have an African-American woman who is producing and writing. And so he wanted to make sure that he gave me support. And that's how we started talking, and then started talking about, you know, wanting to do more projects and stuff here in Dallas. And he, you know, had Kissed by the Devil and originally, you know, approached me about doing producing, you know. Mm-hmm. And so when I read the script, of course, that actor in me was like, ooh, I want to play that part.
I think it was meant for her
because it's basically her story, so that's what made it even more powerful.
Yeah.
Well, she's a, like I told the audience earlier, she's a powerful actress. I've seen her perform, and she puts her heart and soul into it. It is not a joke. And many people think, like, acting is just, you know, go on and all of a sudden you become this character. I mean, Khadija has a degree in theater, and the training that we went and had, I mean, I didn't finish the whole program, but I know that she had, was very intense in learning about the background of your character. You don't just pop on the stage and be like, oh, boom, you know. For a 30-second commercial, but, you know, for something like this, I'm sure the homework was done, and that's just, you know, part of being a wonderful performer and intelligent performer. It takes smarts, so to speak. You know, you can't just, like, again, pop on the stage. But let's talk about the film a little bit. Kissed by the Devil. Why Kissed by the Devil, Mike? Why that name?
You know what? It's funny because you remember just maybe a couple of months ago, maybe 6 months ago, they had the buses where they had the anti-Christian movements on it, and and I thought, you know what, when I write this movie, you know, maybe I can draw some of those people in, and I think they're seeing something that's promoting that, but then they get in, and all of a sudden it's a different, whole different thing that they're actually, you know, so, I was trying to, you know, capitalize on the movement that was going on in Dallas right now, you know. And then we have the Christian billboards, and when you walk in this movie, you have you might have a perception of what you think it is, but when you walk out of it, you realize that you just got a message of hope, and that tomorrow might could be a little bit brighter. And so I was just trying to play on the name a little bit to get people into the theater that might not normally see a film like this.
Well, some of the things that come up in the trailer, let me just mention your websites, poorchildfilms.com and also starvingactorsfilm.com. And on those pages, you can make donations to help continue black films. I just want to highlight, these are two African-American people in the industry working together. A lot of times we talk, we isolate ourselves in this industry and try to get mine, and, well, I got mine, you got to deal with your own stuff. So I'm very happy that two African-Americans are working together, multiple African-Americans really working together on this project, and you can support them, continue to support this type of work by donating on their website, poorchildfilms.com, and also starvingactorsfilm.com. And, Mike, you said you're on Twitter, Poor Child Films?
Yes.
On Twitter. And then
yes,
they have a fan page. Okay, and you have a fan page, Kissed by the Devil, on Facebook. So you want to check out their fan page. And they're having a premiere coming out. Khadija, when's the premiere?
The premiere of Kissed by the Devil, we're so excited, is May 20th in Dallas, Texas, at the Texas Theater. It's going to be a red carpet event. We have all the actors that were in the film, Sean Baker, Victor Williams, Karen Molina White, Grover Coulson, myself, plus we have other celebrity people who are going to be coming to Dallas for the premiere and everything. It's going to be quite a night. But it's the May 20th at 8 p.m., and tickets are available. If you go to the Kissed by the Devil fan page, you can click the Evite link, and that'll take you to where you can purchase them online, or you can go to Poor Child Films, which there's a link there as well. And we will be very soon having a kissedbythedevil.com website where you could actually go and see not only the teaser, the trailer, but also purchase tickets as well.
Well, some of the big issue that I saw when I saw the trailer was the death penalty. Now, that's a really touchy subject. A lot of people are against it, and some people are for it. I mean, I will tell you straight up, as a parent and a parent of a girl child, Khadija, I know you can relate to this. If somebody touched my child, that's where you might see a whole other side of Joy Keys, and, you know, I might be for the death penalty. I mean, you know, seriously, I don't, like, there's just red in my eyes just thinking about if somebody tried to do something to my girl child. On the other hand, I know there are a lot of people on death row that shouldn't be on death row, that should not be executed, and now because we have DNA, you know, things are changing. Mike, why did you try to choose this topic to focus on?
Well, in the films, I try to choose topics that that try to just ante up the stakes. And, you know, it's not even about the guy that's walking the death row for me. It's about all the people that are surrounding him, the guards that have to deal with it. Yeah, it is about the man himself, and he's made a choice, and he did what he had to do for his family. But what about the guards and the prisoners who have to take this home with them? So it just, I wanted to show it in a, it, it's so minute in this film, but it gets bigger in our feature that we have, is that it's not just about the, yes, the guy has to pay his part, but once you do something, how it affects everybody else and not just the man. It affects the child, it affects the family, it affects the people who work at the jail. It affects the newscasters who have to cover it. So your one act, most people don't look at what their one act and how it trickles or trickles down to everybody else. They just see that you just are selfish and you see the one act that you commit and not how it affects everybody else, even the world. You know.
Affects everybody else. Yeah. So, Khadija, your character is dealing with this. What are some of the things she does to try to handle this situation?
Well, you know, that's the thing. You know, she's had to live with this, you know, knowing that her father has been on death row all this time. And she's almost kind of, you know, is basically playing two different lives because, you know, she's a late night radio talk show host. And but, you know, her name is, you know, different than it is, you know, what everybody knows on the radio as this other person, you know. So she's Oakland Hill and she's Oakland Davenport. There's two different people, you know. So people don't even know that that's her father. You know, when they're hearing the broadcast and I don't want to give too much away, but when they're hearing they don't know that that's actually her father. So just to have to play duality of that, you know, and trying to make sense of everything that happened and why he's there, and that's the journey of the movie, you know, it's her trying to find out the truth about what happened and the struggles
One of the things, too, is caregiver. You're taking care of a brother who is mentally ill, and I do a lot of shows on health issues, and a lot of times the shows are focusing on the individual who may have the health issue, like diabetes or lupus or MS or whatever. But one thing that you can't forget is the caregiver who's taking care of a person. It takes a lot. That's a big burden, and it can be wearing. And there's a lot of support nowadays for caregivers because they get burned out. How does your character deal with that? Does she get burned out from taking care of her brother?
Well, absolutely. And seeing the thing is, like Mike said, you know, this, you know, not all of it, but you know, a lot of this was part of my own story. You know, as you know, I'm a caregiver of my son who's disabled.
Yes.
So, you know, being able to draw upon that in itself, you know, gave me a whole lot because, yeah, you know, you do. There are some days you just cannot take it anymore, some, you know, but you have to keep pushing through. And so and that's my son. So just imagine it being her brother, you know, and everyone wanting to basically, you know, put him away somewhere and her having to fight to say, no, I'm going to take care of my brother. You know,
that's a big one.
Yeah, it's a lot with that. So, I mean, I had a lot to draw on from it, definitely. as they would say, the method.
The method, right, right. Well, Mike, you've done a couple other films out there. Let me just highlight some of the other films you've worked on. And one of the Alexandria Wolf Diaries. Talk to the audience about that. That is just looks like a crazy psycho. I don't want to meet her in a dark alley when she trips.
You know, that was my first feature I ever wrote, and I didn't know how to go about, because I was just a brand new filmmaker, and I did a feature And I didn't know anything about it. So once I started studying and learning how to tell stories, I said, okay, now I actually need to write a story. And as an African-American, I wanted to write something that wasn't gangster-related, that wasn't, it just wanted it to be totally different. So I wrote the Alexandra Wolf Diaries. And I actually had a lot of people interested in that film. And I just could never get the powers to be to match up. So I said, you know what, I'm going to set this on the shelf. Because this is my baby. This is the one film, because I think everybody has that film that they won't sell. And you'll wait 10 years, 20 years, whatever it takes for you to get that film made. So I figured, you know what, I'll just go out and I'll make films. And then when somebody says, I want a story, and I'm going to go, bam, here you go.
Another one is Diamora. I was telling you I was interested in. That's a short film, but that was dealing with a whole bunch of stuff. AIDS, infidelity on the down low. I mean, that's a big topic on the down low. Getting your partner infected. I mean, that's just a hot topic right there. How is that coming along? I mean, are you trying to make that a feature, or are you keeping it short?
I'm going to keep it as a short. And that film was, it dealt with a lot of issues. But the main thing was I used to ride the bus a lot, and these young kids, I used to talk to them a lot, and they used to always blame everything else on everybody else. And I was like, you know, you got to answer for your own actions. And so that's what that film was about. It was about that this guy had one night that he messed up, and his wife took it to the extreme, and it was the question of, are you going to blame the other woman, or are you just going to go through the act and live up to what you did because you made that choice? It wasn't anybody else, and this is, again, how it affects everybody else and not you. And that's my big message with Poor Child Films. Don't just look at the act that you do and then feel sorry for it or get mad or angry about it. Look at how many other people, once you get into a position where you have to make a choice, don't just stop there. Think of everybody else that it will affect. You know, my mom, and if I murder somebody,
your
not
community,
only am my family going to be sick. So, that's the whole powerful message.
That seems to be your theme with your films is how the one act has the ripple effect around the community. I mean, it's like from the micro to the macro, yourself, your close family, then you got your block, then you got your, you know, community, then you got, you know, the state, so on and so forth, and how your one action, which that's what you always talk to young people about, you know, like, okay, you want to go ahead down that path, but we can't see all the effects, you know, that from your choice, you know. One of the things you both do, and I want to highlight that, you both working with Youth Khadija, your studio, your acting training studio. Talk to them about your studio program.
Inside the Industry Studios?
Mm-hmm.
So I still do. I still teach acting and coaching, but I've been actually doing more private coaching now. So because we've been doing so much of with the films, and I have other films that I've written that we're going to be working on. So it's kind of moved to more private coaching right now. But we're still Inside Industry Studios. We still do the Actors Den, where it's an open mic for actors and filmmakers and directors to showcase, you know, their work and perform. So, you know, the great thing about it is that, you know, we decided, you know, Mike and I and Charisse, that we wanted to come together and put Dallas on the map with all of it, you know, to where, you know, we didn't have to just tune into Hollywood all the time, that people are going to start coming to Dallas going like, they are making moves, ripples again. We're making ripples not only just in the films, but we're making ripples in the entire industry with the work and stuff that we're doing. So, you know, we all, you know, collaborate and teach. Mike and Charisse also
Mike, you're doing a program, you did a Rising Star program. Are you still working with that, or is that a one-time?
Yeah, I actually work with them every year at the Fort Worth Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce. My good friend Kelly O'Neill Jackson got me associated with that. And it's just kids are sponsored every year to come into this program to learn more about the industries between film and modeling. And it's just a great little program for inner city kids. And, you know, the schools sponsor at least 10 kids to come to the program. And this year was the biggest year. We had 30 kids to come in, and I just talked to them about directing and the aspects of film.
So what's the favorite thing you like to do? Do you like directing, like writing? What's your favorite aspect in working on film?
Because I'm the writer and the director. That's really hard. I'm really hard on the writer. And so it's so complicated that I separate two of them. That's why I invented M. Legend Brown, because Michael's the writer and M. Legend's the director. So I guess I would say I like the directing part more because I have total control over the film. And so that's the part I like the most because it is true storytelling. I tell everybody I started out storytelling at the age of maybe 4 or 5. I used to line my nephews and, I mean, not my nephews, but my sister and my cousins out in the front yard, and all the neighborhood kids would come down, and I would sit out there for hours telling stories about a kid. So I guess
you taught yourself filmmaking. I mean, you didn't really go to, like, a whole school. You were a self-taught filmmaker, but you are just fantastic in some of the pieces that, you know, you came up with. And then I guess you learned along the way by connecting with others, yes?
Yes. It's all, you know, you do have to.
Go ahead, Khadija. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, and a very powerful writer, too. You know, that's what I think is really great with working with Mike or in Legend, is that he has the best of both worlds. You know, he's a very talented writer and a very talented director. And so as an actor, you know, working on a set like that, you know, it's a really great experience because, you know, he knows the story, you know, and you can powwow about the characters and their whole journey and, you know, and you can, and then turn around and then he can visually make that happen on screen. So that's the real good thing about, you know, the experience that all of us had when we was working with him on the set of Kissed by the Devil.
Well, one of the things I want to highlight, too, as I was telling the audience earlier, what a fabulous actress you are, but also you're a writer. When you were in school, you wrote the Dinah Washington story, The Blues Ain't Nothing But a Woman. Also, Khadija's played and worked with Angelina Jolie, Charles Dutton. She's been on NBC. She's been on NYPD Blue, The Practice. She's worked with John Cryer. She's a mom. She produced a television series, Texas Bounty. Should I go on and on and on? So this is a multi-talented sister here. And then Mike also mentioned some of his films, but he has a lot more. So you want to check out poorchildfilms.com and also starvingactorfilms.com, and you can see some clips of some other films that he's worked on. Mike, who would you want to work with in terms of actors? Who's the actor you want to work with?
Well, you know, of course, Denzel, and I'd actually like to work with Tyler Perry.
Okay.
I think he's a better actor. I think he's a great filmmaker. I think he's a better actor. Angela Bassett, you know, all the Ruby Dee is one that I would just die to work with.
Yep. Khadija, now who would you like to perform with again? Is there somebody out there you're waiting to perform with that I should call them?
I would love to perform with, you know, Al Pacino. Meryl Streep, you know, the same
Meryl
thing.
Streep.
I mean, I would love to perform with the icons of people that, like, you know, what's her name, Viola Davis. She said, like, it feels like you're going like about 10 rounds of boxing. You know, I want to be able to get up there and see if I can go rounds with them, too.
Yeah, exactly. Some powerful people up there. I mean, they are, that's what I call the intelligent actors. People, again, don't realize the work that people put into the emotional exhaustion that you have after being on the set for 16 hours or whatever, you know. People don't see that.
And in fact, in terms, and even in, with Kissed by the Devil, Sean Baker, who a lot of my scenes were with, which, you know, is an absolutely amazing actor, and you know, it felt that way too. I mean, we were just going toe-to-toe because we really believed in what we were doing, and he's a longtime friend of mine anyway, and so this was actually our first time ever working together, and it was, you know, we just really went for it, you know, and it felt so good, too.
Well, again, let me just mention, we only have about 5 minutes left, poorchildfilms.com, starvingactorsfilm.com. You can also follow Poor Child Films on Twitter. Also, check out Kissed by the Devil on Facebook. They have a fan page, and they're going to be having a premiere May 20th at 8 p.m.
Go ahead.
And enjoy real quick. She just handed to me kissedbythedevil.com, www.kissedbythedevil.com.
Okay.
That they can also check out in about an hour. Some tech problems right now, but in about an hour it will be up and running, and they can go on there to see the teaser and also to be able to purchase tickets for the red carpet event.
Well, you don't want to miss the red carpet event, let me tell you, because Deja knows some fabulous people, you know, some serious, interesting,
well,
you know,
people.
You
got to come down here. You got
to
come
I know, right? You know, I need to come down on May 20th, but everybody else who's down there, check them out, buy a ticket, support. If you can't make the film, please donate to poorchildfilms.com to support African-American filmmakers and performers in doing some quality work. You know, every African-American is not a gangster, is not a murderer, is not a drug dealer, is not a, you know, a whore, a prostitute, or whatever. We are multifaceted individuals.
I'm sorry, real quick, I made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
It's kissedbythedevilmovie.com.
Okay, kissedbythedevilmovie.com.
I
want to
make sure I say it right, kissedbythedevilmovie.com.
All right, I'm just putting that in the chat room for the people. And also, Khadija does private lessons for acting, so you can reach out to her if you're in the Dallas area and you need some private lessons for acting.
And, of course, I'm on Facebook as well, Khadija Kareem.
And she's on Facebook as well, so check her out. M. Legend Brown, Khadija Kareem, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I wish
you
much success with the film.
Thank you, Joy.
Thank you, guys. You have a wonderful Sunday.
You too.
Okay, talk to you guys later. Check out KissedByTheDevil, the movie.com, and also PoorChildFilms.com and StarvingActorFilms.com. Some wonderful talent in the movie. Khadija Kareem is in the movie. She's a wonderful actress I've known for a long time. Also, Karen Melina White, Sean Baker, Victor Williams, Grover Coulson. These are names you probably remember as soon as you see their faces. Check out the teaser. They're on Facebook. Poor Child Films is on Twitter. So you want to support some good work. You know, we're always talking about, oh, there's not a lot of good films out there with black people. Well, here's a film. Here's your chance. Take the time to support, donate, buy a ticket. Give it to somebody if you can't make it, but you could buy a ticket and give it to somebody to help them attend the premiere, which is May 20th, 8 p.m. in Dallas. And you can check them out on Facebook and check it out, kissedbythedevilmovie.com. Thank you so much for your support. Again, we're past 60,000 downloads of the show. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys. You can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And I'm going to be doing another show in the middle of the week. Stay tuned for a special guest. This is going to be on Wednesday. Check the website for a special guest I'll be having Wednesday. But Saturday on the 16th, Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars, coming Saturday on the 16th at 11 a.m. Eastern, and then also talking about child abuse prevention at 11:30 on April 16th. So you want to tune in, you can call 646-929-0368. And I hope you have a wonderful week. Stay tuned. Thank you for your support, and stay strong.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
The odds of becoming a signed artist and having 3 number one albums? 1 in 100 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of this performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at AutismSpeaks.org. Autism Speaks, it's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.